Hi, Luke.
Hey, Tommy.
How are you?
Good.
Good. So what's on your mind this evening, little fella?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, tomorrow I know that we're going to go ice fishing.
Ice fishing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy that more than fishing on open water?
Actually, I like open water.
Yeah,
I don't like ice fishing, because usually it's... Well, I like it. I like ice fishing, but I enjoy open water better than ice fishing. But if you can fish in the winter, I'll do it.
Yeah, I understand. Now, I was ice fishing today, but what I don't like about the ice fishing is...
It's windy and it's cold usually.
Well, and the fish aren't on the ice.
Yeah.
So when I cast... And that worm goes bouncing across the ice, I'm thinking to myself, am I the only one here who feels like an idiot?
Yeah.
You got to have open water.
I know.
The fish are in the water.
Yeah.
But these guys at, Gander Mountain...
Yeah.
...talked me into this ice fishing thing. They told me there's this snakehead fish that can live outside of the water for up to 48 hours and crawls on its fins. And there was some belief that I might be able to nab that one. But I said to him, why are we using a pole? Why don't we net the creatures?
Yeah.
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 Or trap them. Yeah.
I mean, you can walk out on the ice.
No.
No, you can't walk. My friend, he said, I can walk on water. And I'm like, no, you can't. And I'm like, and he's like, yeah, on ice. And I'm like, about the ice.
For a second there, I thought your buddy was Jesus of Nazareth.
I get it, yeah.
Got a song, Lukey?
Mm-hmm.
Like a pine tree lining a winding road, Lukey's got a song, Lukey's got a song. Like the chirping bird and the croaking toad, Lukey's got a song, gonna sing a song. Which one is it tonight?
Well, it's a John Denver song.
Johnny rears his head again. He was featured just a couple of weeks ago, or was it last week? Johnny was featured in a recent call. Loki, I think it was Country Roads, wasn't it?
And another thing that I just found out tonight, I've played my piano on air once, but there's a song on here by John Denver, and you know what it's called? Country Roads. You can learn it.
Oh, you have one
Country
of those.
Road.
You have one of those cheesy little pianos.
Yeah, it's an electric piano.
Yeah.
One that you just plug in the wall.
Do you also have in that old farmhouse of yours a regular old upright piano made of wood?
Oh yeah, and that lady that wanted me to have that piano, I can't.
You can't have it?
My grandma, she has an upright piano, and when my dad said she says when she passes away, she'll give it to me.
Mm-hmm. Is she sick?
No. She's doing fine.
Oh. Well, you'll be an adult before you see that thing. Forget it. This other piano that you're speaking of wasn't being given away anyway.
Yeah. Given to you.
No, it's not.
No.
No. Okay. She decided to hang on to it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Hang on a second, Lukey. We have someone else chiming in.
Fred.
No, Corey. Corey?
Yeah.
Hi.
What's up? Haven't talked to you in a while, man.
Meet Luke.
Luke, how's it going, man?
Good.
Good? Heard you like ice fishing.
I haven't went.
You haven't went? Why not?
Tomorrow.
Fun. Do you guys have an ice house?
No.
No?
It's for the Boy Scout group.
Are you in the bug house, Corey?
Not really. Just kind of halfway here, you know? Just kind of doing my thing.
It says here on the screen you're calling from United.
Yeah, I'm
the
here.
Psych ward?
Yeah. I've been going through some stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. How many phone calls do they allow you there?
One.
This is it for tonight, huh?
Yeah, you get a 10-minute, and then you gotta go to bed.
Any rules about calling radio shows?
I'm sure there is, but they don't know who I'm calling, so I don't think they're monitoring.
What put you in the psych ward, Corey?
Eh, no, I'm just going through some stuff, you know, stressed out, work and stuff.
You didn't attempt suicide, did you?
No, I just kind of came in, you know, just...
On your own?
Yeah.
You just walked in there and said, can I stay a while?
Well, kind of. I just told him, you know, I'm kind of stressed, and the doctor was like, yeah, just talk to me for a little while, and so I'm staying here.
But, I mean...
It's nice, though, you know, you get 3 good meals a day, and give you a nice bed, and get to relax. Think about ice fishing, though, now. That got me thinking about ice fishing. I want to go ice fishing, but they won't let me leave now, you know? Like,
well, do you commit yourself?
Kind of, yeah.
For how long? 48 hours?
72.
72.
Yeah.
And you must convince them that you're a danger to yourself or others.
I might have said some stuff about others. I didn't say anything about myself, though. No. Just people at work, uh-huh. You know? Kind of pissed me off.
Were you bordering on down in the fatigues?
I was tired, you know. You get tired and you get stressed and all that.
You don't own any weapons.
Yeah, I own a couple.
Ouch.
But
Why don't you stay more than 72?
Yeah, I might want to, you know.
You may have to.
Yeah.
It may be necessary. But they have good people there, and I think you'll get the help you need.
I hope so, too, Tommy. I hope so. So what are you up to tonight?
Talking to Lukey, a 9-year-old singer from Hugo, Minnesota. Farm kid.
Singer and in the Boy Scouts?
Yep, everything. You're in the Scouts too, Luke?
Yep, I've been in Scouts for...
It's a good program.
3-4 years.
Were you a Scout, Corey?
No.
That might have been the difference right there.
Yeah, I heard a lot about the Scouts, though.
Good
stuff.
What meds do they have you on?
I don't know, some blue thing, and it's a round, it's like oval.
Oh, the oval
ones. The oval stuff.
You're not taking those orally, are you? That's a suppository.
No, I wish. I swallow it and then stick it up my butt.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, good hearing from you, Corey. I hope things work out.
Good talking to you, Tommy.
All right.
Good talking to you too, Luke. See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Well,
there goes Corey, Lukey.
Yep.
You ever talk to somebody who's checking in from the psych ward at United?
Never heard of it.
Hopefully you never will. Sometimes, Lukey, people have problems in the old noggin.
Yeah.
Same way some guys have problems in the kidney or the pancreas. Some people have problems in the old noggin, and they have to go to a special place.
Yeah.
Not just any old family doctor, mind you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And United has a great facility there, by golly. And, of course, we've talked to many listeners over the years from that floor, that wing. I don't know what it is. Something about the show attracts them. The way it attracts you, Lukey.
Yeah. You know what got me into your
show? My
show?
Let me guess. You were having some noggin problems.
No.
Oh.
Remember when you were doing
Sea Silver ads? Sea Silver. Oh, sure enough. Yeah.
Well, my mom ran that.
That's right. I forgot about that. That whole connection. That's right. Sure enough.
Yep.
Well, we're glad you're on board. It's been fun talking to you these Friday nights, going on many months now. I'd sure like to hear that tune.
It's a really, really short one. It's called, I forgot the name. Let me get to see. I forgot the name that I'm saying. It's a really easy song.
I bet I know what it's called. It's his version of Sky Pilot, right?
It's, The Eagle and Hawk.
The Eagle and what?
Hawk.
The Eagle and the Hawk.
Right?
They're like the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
I am the eagle. Or no. Where is the cat? I'm going to think why I talked. another question that I wanted to just ask you.
What happened to the song?
I have to think of the first couple words, okay? I'm going to ask. I'll sing it later. Last. Okay?
What?
I want to sing it last.
Well, it's last. It's time. It's time for your song. It's the end of the call. It's time to hear the eagle and the hawk.
Ready? Okay, now I think
we're all
right. I am the eagle. I live in my country. The Rocky, the Cathedral, I reach to the sky. I am the hawk. And there's blood on my feathers. The time is still turning. They soon will be dry. And all who see me, and all who believe in me, can the freedom I feel when I fly. Come dance with the west wind, touch on the mountaintop, sail over canyons and up to the stars. And reach for the heavens and hope for the future and all that we can be and not what we are. There.
Boy, that was beautiful, Luke. Boy, did you recover and deliver a wonderful song there. I mean, I thought we weren't going to get it. I thought you were going to say, I've forgotten it. And I thought the phone call was going to end with that sense of disappointment that comes when I think you're going to sing and you don't, and there
no,
it was.
I'm not a kind of guy that just, hey, bye, or I hang up.
No, I've
never done that.
Never.
I probably won't.
Well, of course you never want to say never.
Yeah.
Well, that's swell, Lukey. I like that tune. What'll we hear next week, do you think?
I don't know.
I think a Johnny Cash tune is in order.
Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get out my Johnny Cash CD.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read
it. Sure, how about if we... Let's pick a song now so the folks can have something to look forward to for next week.
I can sing some of, I'll think of two to sing. There's The Legend of John Henry Tammer. That's a good one.
John Henry? Oh, that would be a treat.
I really like that song.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, that's a really good song. But
can we count
really,
on?
It's really long.
Well, you don't have to do all the verses.
Yeah. Actually, in my last year's program, the music program, he sang part of that.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I play a little of that myself from time to time. Yeah.
And maybe,
Folsom Prison?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, yeah,
boy.
That's another good one.
Oh, boy. You sing either of those tunes.
You know what's a really, really funny one?
A Boy Named Sue?
Yeah.
You bet it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it is a really, really funny song.
Why would a father do that to his son, Luke?
Yeah, it's weird. But he said in that, I like the last couple sentences. What if I had a...
I had a boy, I'd name him Bill, George, anything but Sue.
All right. And for some blues, hey, I'm Jan Cash. Comes out, the first sentence he says, I hear you, I'm Johnny Cash. And it's like, I've never heard anybody say that before.
I've never heard anybody else say, I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Yeah. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Cheap entertainment.
Yeah.
All right, Lukey. Looking forward to your call next week. Good hearing from you again.
Another question.
Oh.
Real quick.
All right.
When did you start your program? This program.
January 3rd, 1994.
1990. I would have been.
You weren't born yet.
Yeah. Did you have like a for been 12 years ago?
Yeah. 11.
11. Last year, did you have a little party kind of thing?
No, I didn't.
No? Well, I was kind of listening to Chris Kroc.
Yeah.
And
he's having a one-year party, I bet.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Like, 1 year? Let's celebrate your fifth or your tenth. Yeah.
One of the reasons I never got into the anniversary thing is because I actually started here at KSTP in June of 92. And so though it was 94 before I started this show, I always consider June of 92 to be the real anniversary or the real original date that I would celebrate because... that's when I arrived here. That's when I started working at this radio station.
Oh, yeah. So that would have been a long time ago. Almost 14 years. Almost.
Yeah? Let's see. No. It would be 13 years.
Yeah,
13
years. No.
Now you're confusing me.
Oh.
Yeah, 13 years
yeah,
this 13. June. Right. Yeah, I'll start my 14th year after June. But you have people around. Of course, I'll tell you something. I was just going to say you have people around here who've been here longer than I have, but in a way you don't. In terms of coming into work every day and being on the air every day, there's no one who's been here longer at AM. Nobody. Well,
yeah.
I've been coming in every day since 1992.
Fox.
Nancy Fox.
When did she start working here?
She started working here 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, so...
Oh, we'll celebrate her anniversary whenever that comes up. Actually, we got a big thing to celebrate with Wildcat. 050505, those wedding bells will ring.
Yeah.
May 5th, she's marrying Vic.
Hmm.
Yeah.
May 5th.
Huh?
Wow.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Yep, I just started Weeblows, too.
Weeblows? I got kicked out of those. They didn't
I've been in Weeblows, but I'm in Weeblows, too, now.
Tell you, what you don't want to do, you do not want to give the troop leader a wedgie. All right? That could get you...
Actually, the troop leader is my mom.
Well, go ahead and do it, then. I didn't realize that. Yeah, feel free. In fact, I'll wait.
No.
All right, Lukey, I got to run.
Okay.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.